Hi. This is Andrew Lotta. Welcome to another edition of Sadistically Speaking. This is episode 40, Cultural Appropriation. Stick to the end of this one. This one's going to be tough. Here we go. My last podcast allowed me to geek out on my comic book love. And one of my three loyal listeners suggested another podcast. And when I say three loyal listeners, I'm exaggerating the amount by at least twice. So, my Brazilian skincare wunderkind, Caroline, asked me, who's your favorite superhero? Now, when I was younger, I had a subscription to X-Men comics, and this was in the day when Chris Claremont was the lead writer, and I loved Wolverine, just like everyone else did. I also had a subscription to Daredevil. Amazing, it would show up in my mailbox every month. Actually, my parents' mailbox every month. And I had a subscription to Daredevil during the amazing Frank Miller period. And I was a huge fan of Daredevil and Elektra. And if anything I just said made sense to you, then I want to thank you for taking a break playing Dungeons and Dragons in your parents' basement to listen to my podcast. Here's the real answer to Caroline's question. My favorite superhero growing up was Luke Cage, aka Power Man. Now, Luke Cage was a Marvel hero who showed up in his own comic in 1972, Luke Cage, Hero for Hire. Luke Cage had superhuman strength and impenetrable skin. He was a heroic person, but he also made money by selling himself as a hero for hire, which is a very interesting concept. You see, these comic books were more forward than you thought. Luke Cage, Power Man, teamed up with a guy called Power Fist, which seems redundant, but Power Fist. And my friend Davey and I would go around play acting with him as Power Fist and me as Luke Cage. This is because Power Fist was a small blonde guy like Davey. And growing up, I was always bigger than most people my age, and Luke Cage is a big badass, so I had an easy time identifying with him. Oh, shit. One other thing I didn't mention. Luke Cage was black. I mean, 70s black. He's like Shaft, Superfly black. In the stories, he grew up in Harlem, and his costume was a yellow button-down shirt with big lapels that I presume was silk. His catchphrase was, "Sweet Christmas." Now, several years ago, Netflix did a Luke Cage series, and it was okay, but it didn't capture the badassery of the original Luke Cage. He didn't wear the big yellow shirt and the metal tiara. Now, at no point when I was growing up in Lily White, rural Wisconsin, did it occur to me that it was a big deal that I was running around with my friends yelling, "Sweet Christmas!" as I imagined myself be a large inner city black man. It was actually hilarious because I would talk about my upbringing in Harlem during our role playing in a barn in Wisconsin. We'd be around bales of hay and like, "Well, when I grew up, maybe it was tough. Sweet Christmas." Could a child do this today without ridicule? Have we focused on race and identity so much that we rule out the possibility of a dumbass white country kid whose identity is wrapped up in being a black city superhero? I kind of think so. I understand the need to extinguish racism in society. Actually, to be honest, I just said that to cover my ass. I just said that so I could go forward like, I covered my ass, now I can say this. We can return to that conversation because I think it's important. But let me touch the third rail and talk about race in America once again. Here's where I tell you that I'm not a racist because I have black, Hispanic, Asian friends. I'm not going to do that. I will freely admit, and actually more, I will proudly admit, that when I interact with a person I haven't met, like this weekend when I was in various bars dancing, the first thing I do is calculate my approach on the basis of their gender. I haven't met you before, male, female. I prejudge their responses on the basis of my perception of their gender. Seems like a good approach. Then I probably add to the calculation their perceived race. More than that, that judgment differs as an interaction with how they are dressed. By the way, I want to make this clear. As I'm discussing this, I'm actually creating an equation in my head where I have additions like gender plus race, but interacting, so multiplied, versus attire. I'm that much of a geek. And I will definitely approach the black guy on the left in the Tupac t-shirt differently than the black guy on the right dressed as Urkel. I have no shame in saying that. I also have no shame in admitting that in the bar on Saturday night, this last weekend, I went over to interact with the guy in the Tupac shirt, who was black, and ignored the white guys who were on the other side in the J. Crew button-downs because I thought winning the affections and attentions of this guy, black guy in a Tupac shirt, was a bigger deal than me than getting some frat boy love. I'm okay with that. Now, in the last episode of this podcast, soon to be canceled, I'm guessing, I made the point that Shang-Chi, the master of Kung Fu, was created as a reflection of the strong influence of Bruce Lee and martial arts culture on America. Bruce Lee, in fact, is probably as close to a real-life superhero for most white kids that exists. I don't think that's a bad thing. Luke Cage, Power Man, my favorite, was created because of the strong influence of blaxploitation movies of the 70s on white culture. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't know that our current hypersensitivity to race is a good thing. I love that there are different cultures, and I love appropriating the good things from those cultures. My good friend Ian Essa, who is a Jamaican-Canadian, calls me Andronica because she thinks of me as a black female. It's not because I don't see color. People who say they don't see color are disregarding the amazing differences in culture. I hope to come back to this point again and again in this podcast. I see the color. I see it right after gender. And there are some aspects of the racial cultural differences I'm not a fan of. I'll readily admit I'm not a fan of certain aspects of other cultures, or white culture for that matter. But there's a lot that I am a fan of. Now, I never dressed up as Luke Cage, Power Man. I never had a yellow button-down shirt or ridiculously tight jeans and boots. I was too damn lazy to really put my all into being Luke Cage. I think Davey at some point might have gotten a green face mask to be Power Fist, and I just went around going, "Sweet Christmas!" So as a result, I never colored my face black to really emulate my favorite superhero. And I wish I had, honestly. And more importantly, I wish I could today. I, in the last few years, dressed up as Wolverine. I actually grew out my hair and my sideburns, put on a wife beater and some claws, because he's white. But I'm almost smart enough to know that I can't do Luke Cage. When I was an undergraduate at the University of Wisconsin, I became best friends with a black man. We were 19. He was a black boy. I was a white boy. And I don't even remember his name, which pisses me off. He always dressed in a vest. We hung out a lot. I actually remember lending him the typewriter my parents gave me for my high school graduation. Yeah, I got a fucking typewriter for my graduation. If you got a car for your graduation, then eat shit and die. I got a typewriter. And it was right at the end where people weren't using typewriters. Computers existed when I fucking graduated. It did have the key where you could hit it and it would actually erase, but still. Oh, anyway. Oh, shit. I just remembered his name. It was Rodney. His name was Rodney, which is perfect. Rodney. I loved Rodney. We hung out on State Street, Madison, which is one of the most legendary streets in this country. But one day, Rodney told me that his black friends had saw him hanging around with some white-ass country boy, and that wasn't cool. And Rodney wasn't cool. And it was very much distressing to him that this was what was being told to him. I told him, choose your black friends. It's going to make your life so much easier than hanging around with me. I gave him a hug, and I've never seen him again. Luke Cage, Power Man, Rodney, my man, I miss you. Pass the tequila. Out!